dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Prince Obinichi Nyekure. I am the chairman, MBA Port Harcourt branch. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesongwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to the loving people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Remember to stand up for what is right, even if you happen to stand alone. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations Human Rights Day. Please continue to observe the COVID-19 safety protocol to protect yourself and others. Human Rights Day is observed every year on 10th December, the day the United Nations General Assembly adopted in 1948 the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a milestone document that proclaimed the inalienable rights which everyone is inherently entitled to as a human being, regardless of race, color, religion, gender, language, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Our inalienable rights and freedoms include the right to education, a decent living, health care, and the right to live free from any form of discrimination amongst others. These basic rights are based on shared values like dignity, fairness, equality, respect, and independence. These values are defined and protected by law in most countries, including Nigeria. Human rights are relevant to all of us, not just those who face repression or mistreatment. They protect the individual in many areas of day-to-day living. Human rights are at the heart of the Sustainable Development Goals, also the SDGs. If there is absence of human dignity, we cannot drive sustainable development. Human rights, likewise, are driven by progress on all the SDGs, and the SDGs are driven by the advancements on human rights. As stated in the preamble of the Declaration, and I quote, "Recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world," unquote. The human rights movement has made great strides in the past decades since 1948, but abuses still occur with saddening regularity. The anniversary of the Declaration is an opportunity to celebrate successes and recommit ourselves to the principles outlined in the Declaration's 30 articles. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he sheds more light on this subject. He is Prince Obinichi Nyekwere, Chairman, Nigerian Bar Association, Port Harcourt Branch. There is a drama sketch titled "The Right is Right" by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy this episode. And of course, put the great lessons learned to very good use. Our amiable rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Today we'll be going to carry a wife come today. I bet she be in portfolio or this one I love. Hey, love one thing, Timo.
Today was a great day at the court.
Yes, so.
You know, human rights violation is very rampant in our country.
I agree with you.
My dear, that reminds me. Today is World Human Rights Day.
Madam Bekwele, that's true. I had forgotten.
Alice, I loved what the judge did to every case presented today. None was adjourned.
That is true.
How can one pour hot water on a health's body because she fell asleep while nursing a baby? A baby, why?
Hi! What's in pin me pass be say? Na Roma Baji Pikin then do this kind thing to. Chai! Make an offense.
I heard that she's an orphan.
Hey! Poor child. Guy! That woman no get joy at all. She no get conscience. So I won't go shop. I will see you na later.
See your small, small legs like mosquito own. You know Sabi talk again. Only wash it, Sabi. And my time don't come. Go wash, Joe.
Mama Buma, I think you don't start. I better leave me. My leg good, though. My leg not tiny.
Wash a man like you. I'm a time picking. Go wash. Mm.
Now my husband be that, though. I'm not the lazy boy.
I beg. Me, eh? Now because of this picking, now I come here. Oh. But as for me, eh? My picking Buma, he know well.
Oh, I wish him speedy recovery.
I am still in shock. The Constitution kicks against slavery and maltreatment of individuals. Everybody should be treated with dignity and respect, irrespective of age, gender, and tribe.
Merit, my sister. Before you even arrived there, an issue of freedom to fair hearing was also addressed and justice was served.
Really? Alice, tell me something.
The case of a boy who was almost beaten to death for allegedly stealing when he did not, because his boss had connived with a woman to beat him up. I loved how the defense counsel interrogated the witnesses to churn out the truth.
Ah, people are manipulative. Alice, how could one be so brutal on a fellow human being? Yeah!
I wonder how.
Darling, it was very terrible. My dear daughters, it's well, oh.
Madam Bekwele, everybody has the right to life. And the woman who murdered someone too had to dance to the tune of the law.
Merit, you see, that was really pathetic. Chai,
Alice, she got herself a lenient sentence, life imprisonment.
She was remorseful.
Dear, I believe that informed the judge's decision.
Yes, as citizens of this country, we should be responsible and law-abiding. We need to also educate ourselves on the provisions of the Constitution. It's very important.
Yes, so Merit, that's true. It's not just a lawyer's job, you know.
We should not deprive anyone of his or her fundamental human rights.
Yes, that is why it is fundamental. It is very vital to human existence.
Exactly. There is a need to keep educating people on their rights in order to make them conscious and law-abiding citizens. Don't you think so?
I think so too.
I believe that will make a difference. Also, perpetrators who infringe on the rights of citizens should be dealt with appropriately.
True, Ma. I believe you.
The drama piece you just listened to is titled Right is Right by Princess Amy Alagwa, with the voice talents of
Patience Eliezer, aka Pibel, as Mama Buma,
Eliakim as Eda Bekwele,
Onwuzurike Chidera as Alice,
Solomon Prince Isaac as Washerman,
Ebere Uzamaka as Madam Bekwele,
and Princess Amy Alagwa as Merit. It was written by Dera and edited and directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, never infringe on human rights. Thank you.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. In fighting, intrigue, he's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you are the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Real Ethic on Radio, and my name is Prince Obinichinyekwere. I'll be speaking on the topic. International Human Rights Day is celebrated every 10th of December in commemoration of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights on the 10th of December 1948. 2021 theme of International Human Rights Day is Equality, Reducing Inequalities, Advancing Human Rights. International Human Rights Day is celebrated to raise awareness about people's rights, both social, cultural, and physical, and to ensure the welfare of everyone. As human beings, God created us with some inalienable rights, and our constitution and the international community recognizes these rights. That is why the United Nations General Assembly declared 10th of December every year as International Human Rights Day. Now in Nigeria, we have Chapter 4 of our Constitution, which provides what we call the fundamental human rights. These are basic rights that man cannot live without, such as right to life, right to freedom of speech, right to freedom of association, and right to fair hearing. As human beings, we know that as a human being, we like associating. And that is why the Constitution has given us this right that we should freely associate. We also have the right not to be discriminated against and the right to our privacy. These are all rights that without it, then we are just less than human being. And these rights are respected. If these rights are violated, we have the power to go to court to enforce it. If you are detained illegally, because nobody should be detained unless the person is suspected to have committed an offense. And so nobody can detain you illegally. If you are detained illegally, you have the right to challenge that your detention in court. And if you prove that you have been detained illegally, the court will award you some damages, that is some compensation, because a wrong is done to you. That is the essence of the international human rights that we are celebrating. And some people don't know about these rights. And that is why every 10th of December, we celebrate the International Human Rights Day to bring awareness to these rights and how these rights can be enforced. Like I said, this year's International Human Rights Day is Equality, Reducing Inequality, Advancing Human Rights. Advancing human rights means respecting the human rights that have been provided in the Constitution. Even as individuals, it is not only the police who may be guilty of infringing human rights. So it is important that we don't infringe human rights, because where my rights begins is where another man's right stops. So all of us have a responsibility to respect human rights, to advance human rights. In our local society, we see a situation where you see somebody tifo, 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 and people will just gather and begin to beat the person. It ought not to be so, because that is violation of the person's right to personal dignity and the law against torture. We are not supposed to torture the person. If the person has committed an offense, the person ought to be handed over to the law enforcement agencies, who will investigate and charge the person to court, and not for us to begin to beat the person. So, as individuals, let us not be involved in violation of people's rights, because it is not only the police that violate people's rights. We need to respect and advance human rights. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, na you sabi o. If you do bad, you go go.
Na you go take your head dey carry am o.
If you do bad, you go.
Na you go take your head dey carry am o.
If you play person, why you?
Na you go take your head dey carry am o.
If you give person wahala,
na you go take your head dey carry am o.
If you play person mago mago,
na you go take your head dey carry am o.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, na you sabi yo. If you do bad, yo, sister,
na you go take your head dey carry am o.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am o.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am o.
If you give person wahala,
oh, now you go take your head and carry am o.
Not do bad, you.
Now you go take your head and carry am
o. Not play person, why you?
Now you go take your head.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must learn to say thank you, thank you.
Just two little words that mean so much.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us, this is Riff's Ethic on Radio, and my name is Prince Obinichi Inyekure, speaking on the topic International Human Rights Day. Yes, like I said before, International Human Rights Day is to raise awareness on the rights of individuals, and this year the theme for the International Human Rights Day is Equality, Reducing Inequalities, Advancing Human Rights. In our society, we have a situation where even the girl child, the women are discriminated against. This is against the provision of the fundamental human right that is provided in our constitution, because the constitution provides that you cannot discriminate against any person on the basis of sex, on the basis of where the person comes from, on the basis of religion. And it is important to now let our people who know this issue of right to property, and you say, it's a woman, is not entitled to inherit the property of the father, on the basis that the person is a woman. The law France against that. That is no longer the correct position of the law. All of us are equal before the law. All of us are to be treated equally and not to be discriminated against on the basis that I am a man, or Mr. B or Mrs. B is a woman. The right that is provided in the Constitution does not discriminate against man and woman. That right is enjoyable by every person, man and woman. And what are these rights? The right to life, even the right to own property, the right to fair hearing, the right to freedom of opinion and expression, and the right to freedom of association. What is even this right to freedom of association? The right to freedom of association means that I am entitled to join any club of my choice, provided it is not a secret society. I'm entitled to practice any religion. I am also entitled to change that religion and practice another one. Those are the rights that are provided in the Constitution. And there is right against torture and slavery. This idea of where we have some house help, you begin to treat them as people who are not to the standard of human being is not allowed in the Constitution. You treat them decently. Even under the Child Rights Act, children are entitled to obtain basic education. So the idea of sending children to hawk while their mate is in school is also a breach of their fundamental human rights, because the children are entitled to the right of education. And all of us, we need to join our hands together and ensure that we are advancing human rights. Even though you are not a violator of human rights, if you see those violating human rights, speak up, make reports, so that together all of us will enjoy equal opportunity and reduce inequality. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
I catch you. Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water where crocodile they make feast, waiting you dey find. Palava, you go get up. Half or do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sit down in ono. You hear? No talks and no warn you.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us, this is Reefs Ethic on Radio, and my name is Prince Obinichi Nyikure. I'm the chairman, MBA Port Harcourt branch, and speaking on the topic International Human Rights Day. The theme for this year's International Human Rights Day is Equality, Reducing Inequalities, Advancing Human Rights. We have talked of our rights, and when these rights are breached, you are entitled to go to court. You can consult a lawyer to sue anybody that has breached your rights. Even as MBA Port Harcourt branch, we have a human rights desk where we go to court on behalf of those whose rights has been violated but has no means to consult a lawyer to defend them. So if your right is violated, don't just keep quiet. Make a report. Consult a lawyer. There are other human rights groups and even civil society that also defend peoples whose right has been violated. Let us explore these avenues, because it is only when those who violate our rights are brought to book that they will refrain from doing so. If we don't complain, it will give them impetus to continue to violate our rights. And we know that legal services is expensive. That is why the MBA Port Harcourt branch has established a human rights desk where we do what we call pro bono cases. That is, cases free of charge for those who don't have money to consult lawyer, so that you will not be left without remedy on account that you do not have money to consult a lawyer. If your right is violated, consult a lawyer. If you don't have money to pay the lawyer, consult the MBA Port Harcourt Branch Human Rights Committee, and I assure you, we'll pursue your right. We have done it before, and we'll continue to do so for all those whose rights has been violated. It is important that we take advantage of the pro bono services that is provided by MBA, so that if your right is violated, we'll seek justice for you. Thank you very much.
Friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.revethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rev Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via @RevEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on RevEthics@gmail.com. The Rev Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.